Well, I'm really, really excited that we've reached this day. There's been an awful lot of planning. It's absolutely fantastic to be working in conjunction with our partners, Sport England and British Blind Sport, on what is a really important initiative to encourage and create the environment in which blind and partially sighted people are able to participate in sport, enjoy sport, visit sporting venues, work in sporting industry, use sporting equipment, in a much more inclusive way than ever before.
Why do you think involvement in sport is so important for blind and partially sighted people?
I think sport is important for anybody, whether that is, you know, activity, movement, or actually involved in grassroots sport, or even, as we've seen, right through to the sort of Paralympic level, as we've seen, you know, earlier in the month. And the reason why is because all that movement, activity, whatever it is, it's great for mental health, it's great for physical health, it's fantastic for socialising. But also, you know, if you look at the sporting sector, it's a huge part of our economy and our society. And therefore, you know, to know that blind and partially sighted people are twice as likely not to do sport, it means that people are missing out on a huge part of everyday life. And where we are seeking to crash down the barriers and provide an equal playing field, you know, in wider society, it would be really remiss of us not to include sport in that.
Many people who are listening to this will know about your involvement in sport. So how important has it been to you personally?
Well, for me, sport has been absolutely part of my entire life, really. I was born to two Scousers who got me into football and supporting Liverpool pretty early on. I remember going and listening to the crowd and just being completely enthralled by it. But of course, back then, I had no idea what was going on the pitch, really, because there was no audio description or in stadium commentary or anything like that. Followed it on the radio and the TV. And then one of my fantastic teachers invented a football that we could use that had sound in it. And I carried on playing through school and everything else. And of course, you know, my own situation led me to playing Paralympic football for 17 years. But I now coach grassroots football. I have done for the last 14 years. And I see what it means to kids who are in my team and for whom, you know, the training sessions and a Sunday morning getting out there is such a positive experience, and they make friends for life. And again, you know, I think it's really, really important that blind and partially sighted people have those same opportunities. You know, the pathways that are available from 3, 4, 5 years old, it may well result in elite sport at some point, but this is about moving. This is about enjoyment. It's about being able to participate equally. And we're really, really keen to make sure that those opportunities exist.
You played at the highest level. What about those people that you've just mentioned, perhaps, who are never going to get to that level at all? How would you encourage them to take that first step?
I really appreciate that taking the first step when it comes to sport is a real challenge. You know, we are in the process of coming out of the sort of COVID situation, and even walking out of the front door can be, you know, a real leap of faith in many ways. But I think the way that we can encourage people is provide information and guidance around what is available, but also ensure that when people do go to a sports club or they do go to a sports venue or they're looking for employment in the sports industry or whatever the kind of aspect is, that it's a warm and open experience that any other customer or any other employee or any other stakeholder can expect. I think the time is over for this to be in the too difficult box or too challenging box, or to create a bit of a scene when a blind person arrives at the reception desk. You know, in my own life, I used to do a bit of running a long time ago. And I remember that first day going down to the athletics club and the level of nervousness that I felt about that. But I came across some really warm people who were really inclusive and included me in one of their groups. I was probably fortunate, but I don't think it should be about fortune. I think it needs to be about process and ensuring that all clubs have an understanding of sight loss and actively including that, make this a process that's easy to follow and something that there's less anxiety about doing. You know, we're working with some fantastic partners, British Blind Sport, you know, pushing this for years now and have achieved some incredible things. And what we hope to do together now is reach a much wider audience of blind and partially sighted people, yes, but also wider society, to say that, you know, blind and partially sighted people must be included at every level of the sporting pyramid.
Can you ensure the places that blind and partially sighted people visit will be inclusive?
This whole project of See Sport Differently across the next 3 years is designed to ensure that people are prepared at a mass level. I have been very lucky in my sporting career that I've met some great teachers, some great coaches, some great officials, some great clubs that have made me feel very welcome. I've also had the opposite of that, and the experience of that, and the anxiety and the reluctance that that can bring. But what we're trying to do is to educate, inform, and work with partners across the sporting arena to ensure that that environment, whether you're going to watch a game of rugby, or whether you want to participate in a local club, or whether you just want to do some exercise classes online, we want to make sure that those people providing those services have the skills, first of all, to do so, but also understand that it is as important as for any other of their customers to create the right environment. And when they think about customer, who are they thinking about? And absolutely including blind and partially sighted people in their thoughts. Because if they do that, then it becomes a lot less about luck and a lot more about the environment that they've created.
In an ideal world, what are your hopes for See Sport Differently?
Well, firstly, I'm really, really excited that we're doing this at all. We're doing it with fantastic partners who have incredible skills in this area of really changing the world in a sporting sense. And particularly with British Blind Sport working with us, they have a really unique understanding of this subject. And what I'm hoping that we can do as a partnership is bring some real scale to this right across all of the settings in which we're going to be operating, be it venues, be it clubs, and that people will feel at the end of it that many, many, many more blind and partially sighted people will feel that they've been able to have the doors opened for them and be welcomed in. A lot of this is encouraging people to reach out to people who may not have even considered doing sport, may not even be aware of the benefits of doing sport, but once they're in, they'll hopefully be hooked. And so whether it's someone that's able to join a new gym class, or whether it's having a really positive experience going to the local stadium to watch the sport of their choice, or if it's working in the industry, at the end of this 3 years, we want that to be a realistic opportunity for everyone, and for there not to be unnecessary barriers in the way that prevent it. So what I would ask people to do, if you can, is to take a look at the website, which is rnib.org.uk/seesportdifferently. Because there you will find a wealth of information about what we're planning over the next 3 years. You'll also be able to watch and listen to our video, which shows the whole ethos of why we're doing this and the sort of call to action and what we're trying to achieve over the next 3 years. But what I do hope is that everyone listening to this who wants to participate in sport or is just considering participating in sport will feel emboldened and encouraged. And at the end of 3 years, we genuinely hope that we will have completely changed the environment so that people will think of it as a very, very normal thing. When a blind person walks through to the reception of a club or a stadium or whatever, it will just be any old customer that they've already thought about and they already understand and they're ready to help as they would anyone else.
David Clark, Director of Services at RNIB, thank you for speaking to RNIB Connect Radio today.
Pleasure. Thank you.